Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Diet affects everything, even mental and emotional health. And while diet alone doesn't resolve all mental health issues, it does play a role. A new study conducted in Spain showed that consuming fast food and refined baked goods increased the risk of depression significantly in a dose-dependent manner. In other words, the more junk food people consumed, the greater their risk of developing depression. Almost 9,000 participants were included in the study, and the criteria included having never before been diagnosed with depression or taking antidepressants. The researchers looked at the consumption of fast foods like hamburgers and hot dogs and baked goods like cakes and croissants. The researchers noted that the people with the highest consumption of these foods tended to be single, young, less active, and have worse dietary habits overall than those who consumed less of these foods. Those subjects consuming the most junk food and baked goods had a 37% increased risk of depression as compared to those with the lowest consumption. Now, to be clear, the study doesn't show that fast food and baked goods cause depression, but rather that those who have worse dietary and lifestyle habits that include fast food and junk food have increased risk of depression. And it's not surprising. People who don't eat well and exercise are often tired. Constant fatigue can feel a lot like depression. These people are often overweight, and there is nothing happy about being overweight at all. It's a leading cause of depression. Even moderate levels of dehydration can adversely affect cognitive function, and trying to think and concentrate through a foggy brain can often lead to feelings of depression too. And exercise has been proven to be effective as drugs for treating mild to moderate depression. So obviously exercise has a profound effect on brain function. And I sent out a message earlier this week that reflected that too. I've often said that I think that there are people being diagnosed with depression who really are suffering from poor nutrition and lack of exercise, and their ill feelings are being confused with depression when they're in the doctor's office. So I think people who are depressed, anxious, or who suffer from other mental and emotional disorders should all be instructed to adopt a program of dietary excellence and optimal habits along with any therapy that they might need. These are certainly better alternatives than drugs, which are useless for addressing these issues with no negative side effects. And I think patients who are thinking clearly and well-nourished are going to get a whole lot more out of the therapy that they utilize than those who are showing up in a brain fog and hardly able to stay awake. And it's one of the reasons why for our Emotional Wellness 101 program, which is designed to help people get off of their psychiatric drugs or avoid taking them, we're requiring that they be a member of the Wellness Forum and at least know what they're supposed to do from a dietary standpoint, because it's impossible to build a strong mind and resolve issues without a strong body. So in any case, diet does affect everything, and that's why if you're not practicing dietary excellence, you're just postponing the inevitable. Something's going to happen. It's just a question of when and what. That's all for now, and have a great day.